Well, one Sunday morning, the devil decided to go to church, and he appeared suddenly before the altar with flames and sparks and smoke. He ran up and down the aisle screaming, and all the congregation ran out, except one old man sitting in the back row. The devil rushed up to him, leaned over him, shook his pitchfork, and let out a ferocious roar and said, "I am Satan, Beelzebul, the prince of darkness. I am evil incarnate. Do you not fear me?" The old man said, "Why should I? I've been married to your sister for 48 years. Well, today we have the temptation of Christ in the desert by the devil. And it really was a testing. Three different tests that the devil tried to give to the Lord. And each one, of course, the Lord rebuffed by using sacred scripture and by, of course, remaining faithful to his heavenly Father's will. Here he is, the Son of God, in the desert, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. This is where we get the idea of Lent from. Jesus spent 40 days in fasting, so we also spend a period of 40 days in prayer and fasting. During this 40 days of Lent, we try to grow in love of God, try to grow in love of neighbor, try to do works of mercy, spending extra time in prayer, extra time doing acts of service and kindness towards others. Lent is such a powerful, holy season, a season in which we try to read sacred scripture and pray the Holy Rosary daily and go to confession during Lent. These are all very good and holy things that we can do. We give up something and make a sacrifice of something that you like and offer that up out of love for the Lord. So it's a time of doing prayer and penance. So we see we're imitating Christ, who spent these 40 days also in prayer and penance in the desert. It says that after his baptism, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and was led out by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days. The Greek word in the New Testament for being led out is the same word used if somebody would throw a stone or hurl a stone. It says that Jesus was really thrown out into the desert by the Holy Spirit. And there he was tempted by the devil. The devil, of course, is a fallen angel. He was cast out of the heavens by Saint Michael, because the devil refused to love, serve, and honor God. The devil, Lucifer, felt he was too good, too holy, too amazing that he would not worship God. He said, "I will not serve." And of course, it says there was a great battle in heaven, and Saint Michael the Archangel defended God's honor, and the devil was cast out from the heavens. And so now the devil is coming to Christ in the desert. And notice there are three testings or three temptations. The first one has to do with feeding his own natural hunger. Obviously, the devil knew that Jesus was hungry and said, "Command that these stones be changed into bread." So how does the Lord combat the first testing, the first temptation? Again, by quoting sacred scripture. Jesus says, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." See, that's the importance of knowing sacred scripture. We should memorize verses of scripture. This is where our Protestant friends are so much better, I think, than we are, because they know scripture. They can quote 10 or 20 verses of scripture that when they have times of temptation, they can quote the scriptures and it can help them to remain faithful to God and to resist temptation. We as Catholics should learn from that and memorize 5 or 10 passages of Holy Scripture and use them when we're tempted. And so then the second temptation, it says the devil took Jesus to a place where he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single moment. And the devil said, "I'll give you all of these if you but bow down and worship me." So again, what does the Lord do? Again, he quotes sacred scripture. "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." So again, The Lord reminds us to not worship false things, but to worship God alone. And lastly, the third testing, he takes Jesus to the very parapet of the temple, the top of the temple, 300 feet above the road level, and says, "If you're the Son of God, throw yourself off the temple." For the Bible says, you know, it says in Scripture, he will command his angels to guard you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Now, isn't it interesting that even the devil can quote the Bible? Even the devil can quote Scripture. But notice the devil takes things out of context and he twists things around. It was certainly not the meaning of sacred Scripture that if you threw yourself off a bridge or off the temple, that God would send his angel to catch you. That's a complete distortion of the passage that the angels will support you lest you dash your foot against a stone. But notice the devil takes things out of context and he twists it around to try to use this against the Lord. But again, what does the Lord do? Again, comes back to Scripture. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. So each time, the Lord rebuffs the devil with quotes from sacred Scripture, used in their right context, and is able to thwart these testings of the devil. So, of course, when we're tempted, what should we do? Well, of course, we should use sacred Scripture. And I would highly recommend using the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. Many people who are tempted, when they start praying the Our Father, immediately they receive graces. Because the Our Father is like a mini exorcism prayer. Because we say, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." It's a prayer to protect yourself from evil. The Hail Mary, which the first half of the Hail Mary is found entirely in sacred Scripture. A very powerful prayer as well. "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death." Whenever you need graces right now, pray a Hail Mary. And you'll get those graces now and at the hour of our death. And then pray to Saint Michael the Archangel. He was so powerful in his battle against evil, against Lucifer. He can also help you. Saint Michael the Archangel, patron saint of firefighters and police officers and all of those in the military and armed forces. Saint Michael the Archangel, a powerful saint. And don't forget your own guardian angel. Every one of us has a guardian angel that is there, that God gives us our entire life to watch over us, to pray for us. And say that prayer every morning. "Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide." And other recommendations from the saints to resist temptation is to gaze often at the crucifix. So look at the crucifix and think of the power of the passion of Christ, of how much Jesus loves us, how much he suffered for us. By meditating upon the crucifix, it can help us to resist temptation. Many of the saints have also said, use holy water, bless yourself with holy water. Get a container of holy water and every day when you wake up, every night before you go to sleep, you know, sprinkle some of the holy water. Because the holy water is blessed by the priestly or the deacon's prayer. And everywhere that water is sprinkled, that prayer is there. And so that's why holy water can also be very helpful in overcoming temptations. And don't forget to go to regular confession and then avoid the near occasions of sin. The near occasions of sin are any person, place, or thing that could lead you into sin. As Jesus says, watch and pray that you may not be put to the test. And one last thought about resisting temptation. Some temptations you battle with directly. Other temptations you battle with indirectly. So, for example, a direct temptation would be if somebody, let's say, is struggling with being very selfish or being very greedy, how do you combat that? You do the opposite. You be generous to the poor or give something to another person. Be unselfish. Be generous. If somebody's dealing with gossip, how do you combat that? You then say nice things about other people. So you combat it. If somebody's dealing with impatience, how do you combat that? By an act of kindness. So whatever the vice is, you can combat it by doing the opposite virtue. And that's how you confront a temptation directly. Now, there is something else, though. A temptation against purity should be dealt with indirectly. In other words, run, flee, avoid the near occasion to sin. Don't try to battle with it, okay? You just have to change the channel, get off the website. Just have to deal with it by running away. The ones who run away are the victors in that regard. So some sins you deal with directly, others you deal with indirectly. So that's a little bit of advice from the lives and writings of the saints on how to grow in holiness. So during this holy season of Lent, let's pray every day, let's do penance, make some sacrifices, go to confession, and then use how the Lord resisted the testings of the devil, and also let's do this as well. Memorize some passages of Scripture, especially the Our Father and other prayers, and use them whenever you're tempted.